supporting WHYY Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at PennMedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
Dan, in your experience talking with people who've been through trauma, what is the hardest part about adjusting perhaps to a new reality?
Well, you know, all the traumas I've lived through, you know, I suffer terribly, and so do the people I work with. And I recently gave a big speech to a group of people, all of whom had lived through significant traumas of suicide in the family, domestic violence, substance abuse or mental illness in the family, is significant trauma. And the issue is we suffer terribly. And when we suffer, we close our hearts, we close our musculature, we protect ourselves. So everything inside is tight, and we suffer because of not just our trauma, but we hold on to it tightly. And it's a natural part of the process. The change begins when we wake up one morning and we say, what now? Those two words begin the process of change. And I think most, if not all, people who have survived, recovered from trauma have uttered a variant of those two words. This is awful. This is a nightmare. Period. How am I going to live with this? The question how changes your life.
So it doesn't mean that you have to let go of what was before. It's more that you have to start to look ahead at what can be next.
You know, telling people to let go makes me crazy, because that's not going to help somebody let go and open up. Safety helps people open up, you know, and relax and experience their lives. Safety, safety, safety in a relationship, in the environment. You can't let go. Look, you know, one of the things I talk about all the time is when your heart is broken that way, it heals, but there's always scar tissue. There's always memories. You can't get away from that. And hopefully those memories in time will evolve to be just memories. You'll be able to make your history history. And if it's a loss of a loved one, you'll always feel that ache where yesterday used to be. You know, we long for what we had yesterday. And, you know, I think the takeaway lesson of that for all of us is tomorrow we might long for what we have today.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Mike.
Thanks, Charlie.